Hello everyone, I'm Damien and this is the first video. So this video is going to be a response to a video made by a person named Father Schmitz. I think he manages a channel named Ascension Presents, and it's quite a popular channel, hundreds of thousands of followers and subscribers, should I say. And I've been, well, I haven't exactly been following him, but I've kept pace, let's say, from time to time with his content. I think it was in 2017. When I used to follow his content, let's say a bit more closely than I do now. But anyway, he does well. I mean, he speaks well, he has a good following, and he does a lot of speeches. And, you know, he's, let's say, he's one of the people, let's say, who's leading the, you know, sort of the new evangelization, one could say, online, using, you know, social media and so on. So yeah, he's right up there in the space. So this video is basically a response to a video he made recently, I think a few weeks back, titled Are You a Child of God, I think. And basically he speaks of the importance of baptism, right, as to why it's so significant and the kind of the spiritual meaning it renders to those who are given, right? He speaks of the importance of baptism and the kind of the spiritual, the mystical blessings that result from it, right? In other words, those who are baptized versus those who are not. And he does a good job explaining what baptism is. You know, it goes into detail, you know, with certain, you know, what it means. It sort of, it's not confirmation per se, but it sort of brings you into the whole, into the family, let's say, right? And you are a child of God, in his words. Now, again, speaking as a person who has a Christian heritage and who is technically Catholic, I have to take issue with the view that, you know, that baptism, it somehow makes you more significant than anyone else. That's my reading of it. So, you know, I don't know how he sees it, but based on some of the examples he provides, he seems to think that baptism makes a person closer to God, which I think is true at some level. But it also means that everyone else who's not baptized is somehow far away, that they are totally outside the purview, right? In fact, he makes a couple of references. I think the analogy employed was that of Pinocchio, right? Which is interesting, where he says, you know, what was Pinocchio before he became, you know, a human being, right? I think the fairy, you know, blesses him or something, you know, waves a wand and he becomes a human child. Before that, he was just a, you know, wooden carving who was, again, conscious and had a degree of autonomy. But that analogy for me doesn't really work because, I mean, first off, you know, a lot of people in the world are not baptized, okay? Again, particularly in the developing world, in the non-Western world, okay? Particularly in Asia and Africa and so on. And of course, the Islamic world, for that matter, right? And you cannot say that they're not part of, you know, God's family, right? That for me doesn't really follow. No doubt, baptism does render a certain kind of significance. It does make a person closer, one could say, to the divine. And again, I can say this as a baptized person. I affirm it in principle. But you cannot discount the fact that people who are not baptized are also what, not God's children. And I think he makes a rather serious point where he speaks of, you know, life as a whole as being creatures, right? That all of us are creatures of God. So we are under God's aegis and we are technically his creation and he does care about us. But he seems to, again, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know who, someone should do this, makes a sort of a distinction or fails to make the distinction between human creatures and non-human creatures, okay? So in other words, creatures which are not baptized, okay, which are obviously human versus non-human, because you cannot baptize, you know, animals, right? You know, can you say that humans who are not baptized and animals who are, well, animals really, are they of the same category, right? Are they in the same group? Is that a legitimate comparison? Okay, so there's a categorical issue here. Now, I think a categorical error, in my opinion, not to mention a sort of moral simplification. I think if one is to take it that far, and I don't want to, you know, draw conclusions, I don't want to, you know, get judgmental. Of course, he's a Catholic priest, he's well trained, he's educated, you know, he knows his stuff. But I know I stand to be enlightened of this particular view, right? Is baptism a precondition to be considered child of God? Okay, that I think is an open-ended question in my view. As far as I can see, that is not the case. Frankly, anyone who's a human being is a child of God. Okay, now he of course, you know, provides references about, you know, how we become God's family, and he speaks about forgiveness. Although it's a bit simplistic in my view. Maybe you can delve into that deeper later on, but. The idea that forgiveness and whatever other benefits that result from baptism can be reduced to the act itself. Okay, that is the process or the sacrament of baptism. Right? Where you go to church, I think on the eighth day, you know, the priest blesses you, pours holy water. You know, there's a prayer, and you've been through. If you're from the Catholic world, you know what I'm talking about. Of course, I don't remember. I got pictures, but the point is that you know, what happens to those who are not, who have not been a part of that? Okay, are they excluded? Are they not part of God's family in a sense? And this is a very serious point, I think, especially those who are Muslims, who are Jewish, Hindu, anyone really. And the critical point, I think, again, this is my interpretation anyway, is that to be a child of God, okay, you need to manifest God-like qualities, okay, which, as far as I can see, are fundamentally human, okay. As human beings, we have good attributes, okay, which are technically divine in character, okay. In other words, our capacity to love, a capacity to forgive, a capacity to accept, a willingness to do good, okay, to help, to care, to share, all these things manifest God's goodness, okay. And anyone, frankly, can do it, provided that they have the right mindset, the right, they adopt the right values, they embrace the right principles. And being a Christian or being baptized is not a precondition, okay? And that is an important point to consider, okay? So in other words, one can argue in reverse by saying, look, the very fact that people can forgive, can love, can give, in other words, manifest Christian qualities, even though they're not baptized, okay, implies that they are, well, essentially children of God, okay? So there is no necessity for someone to be baptized in a sacramental sense, okay? For these qualities to emerge, hence for someone to be considered, you know, a child of God. So the argument is not strong, as far as I can see. Not to mention, it sounds very exclusionary. I mean, if you again, if one is to take a cynical route, if one can take this argument further and say, look, anyone who's not baptized is essentially inferior, morally, spiritually, even ontologically. Okay, so that is a serious point for us. Again, I'm not suggesting that Father Schmitz, again, as I have to reiterate, he's very knowledgeable and you know, he obviously knows more than I do, but. Well, I think he does, but this seems like a gray area, and I would like some clarification. So, critically, though, just to sum this up quickly, I don't want to make this a long video. So, baptism is good. I mean, if you're in the Christian world, you're baptized. Certainly, if you're a Catholic, you have to be baptized. It's one of the sacraments, but it doesn't make you special. Okay, I mean, the argument works in reverse. I mean, the fact is, people who are baptized can do horrible things, right? I mean, I don't want to bring up examples here, but again, you know, we know bad people like you know Stalin, for example. Was I think he was in a You want to become a priest. I'm not sure if he was baptized. Maybe he was of the Eastern Orthodox tradition, but he certainly was raised in a Christian world, and he had some kind of baptism. I'm presuming in the Eastern Orthodox tradition. Well, I'm not sure if he was a Catholic, but anyway, people do your research. But the fact is, being a child of God vis-a-vis baptism does not preclude or does not negate the danger of evil for us. That is for us to act in an inhuman way. Okay, at the same time, those who are not baptized can also act in a very humane way. Can be. Good can be or function like children of God. So the idea of baptism being some special thing that magically or metaphysically transforms you, it doesn't hold. And frankly, I think the Pinocchio analogy is a pretty bad one. You know, Pinocchio was a wooden stick figure which was conscious. There's some degree of autonomy there, but you know his transition to a human being. You know that analogy cannot be used for you to do real people. Okay, at the end of the day, I mean, you know, a guy from you know say North America was Christian, and a guy from I don't know, Pakistan, who's Muslim, they're pretty much the same people. You know, being of a different religion doesn't really change much. It does change things, don't get me wrong. But what matters more is the value system and the principles and the way they choose to live. That is something for you to consider. So this is my response to Father Mike Schmitz and his, you know, teachings about baptism and the child of God thing. I think he's wrong, it seems, based on my reading of that short video. I'd like to hear a response. I don't know if it'll happen, but this is Damien signing out. So see you guys later.